This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I like Stephen Colbert, and I like Jimmy Fallon. I like everybody. Being on television every day is a hard job and probably does weird things to your sense of self. I mean, most of us moving through space during the day just don't cause that much of a ripple. But if you're on TV every day, well, it's a hard thing to pull off just doing the job and being normal. Johnny Carson, who pretty much perfected the modern late-night talk show, appeared effortless and affable on screen, but was neither when the cameras were off. And David Letterman now appears around New York with a big beard and crazy eyes like some kind of religious nut, so these shows are tough on the hosts. So what I'm about to say is said with respect and a real recognition that doing a TV show every day is about the hardest job there is. In the entertainment business, I'm not making that claim generally because, well, there are lots of jobs harder than being on TV, but still, okay, hosting a show is hard, not the least because everybody who doesn't host a show has an opinion on how to do it, and here's mine. The first rule of show business is people don't pay for homework. They have homework in their daily lives, plenty of it, things to do, things they're late with, people they're disappointing. So when they turn on the television, especially at night, at the end of the day, they really don't want to hear more opinions, more contention, more interviews with newsworthy subjects of the day. If they did, Ted Koppel would still be hosting Nightline. Yes, there's an audience for that kind of political rant and slant, and you see it on The Daily Show and The Nightly Show and Bill Maher and John Oliver, but you see my point? There are already four of those. Now, ever since its debut a few months ago, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has been struggling to get an audience. It's consistently behind the Jimmys, Fallon and Kimmel, and last week it slipped behind Late Night with Seth Meyers, which is broadcast an hour later. Now, there are probably as many theories about this as there are irritating, arrogant pseudo-experts like me. Some have suggested that Colbert is simply too liberal. His last gig was on Comedy Central, The Colbert Report, which had a pretty clear agenda, and maybe audiences watching late-night broadcast network shows just aren't aligned with Colbert's politics, and polls certainly suggest that that's true, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's the specifics of the host's voter registration. I think it's more just a kind of a exhaustion. People are done with that kind of thing at 11:30. People don't want any more homework for the day. Colbert is brilliantly funny and a downright nice guy, and he keeps trying to serve up political content, interviews with candidates, nightly news roundups, desk segments, right out of The Daily Show, and he's been losing his audience steadily over the weeks. Eventually, he's going to end up delivering a slightly amended Daily Show to an audience that wants celebrity interviews and funny sketches and a laugh before bedtime. The Jimmys have song parodies, celebrity slap fights, funny interview segments, but it's pretty hard to figure out what their politics are. I mean, you can watch those shows, or more likely parts of those shows, either when they're on or later in video clips, no matter what your political affiliation is, which is the best way to get the largest audience and the best way to be entertaining, which is the job, after all, for the late night host, to tell the audience that it's okay to put away the homework and laugh. And that's it for this week. Next week, no complaining. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.